This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. British defense officials say that Russia's assault on Kyiv has failed to make progress, but several Ukrainian cities continue to suffer heavy shelling. In an update posted on social media Wednesday, the Ministry of Defense said fighting northwest of Kyiv remains ongoing, with Russian forces failing to make any significant breakthroughs. The ministry said Ukraine's air defenses were holding up against Russian aircraft, probably preventing them from achieving any degree of control of the air. Ukrainian authorities announced a 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. ceasefire along several evacuation routes for civilians in besieged or occupied cities, though it is unclear whether Russian forces will respect it. All the corridors lead to sites elsewhere in Ukraine that are currently held by the Ukrainian government. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up a short tour of the three Baltic states aimed at reassuring the former Soviet republics that NATO will guarantee their security as Russia's war with Ukraine rolls on unabated. Blinken met senior Estonian officials Tuesday, a day after hearing appeals from both Lithuania and Latvia for more support and greater U.S. and NATO troop presence to deter a feared Russian intervention. During a news conference after meeting with officials, Blinken was asked if U.S. allies are doing enough.
We brought the world together in this effort. 141 countries stood up at the United Nations, condemning the aggression and supporting Ukraine. And in the days and weeks ahead, working closely with our allies, we will step up the support that we're providing, the efforts to help Ukraine defend itself, and to...
Again, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, this is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers reached an agreement Tuesday to send as much as $14 billion in humanitarian and military assistance to Ukraine. The bipartisan effort to confront Russia's unprovoked invasion of the independent Eastern European nation follows congressional support for U.S. President Joe Biden's announcement he will ban Russian energy imports into the U.S. Striking harder at Russia's economy, the president on Tuesday ordered the ban in retaliation for the Russian President Vladimir Putin's onslaught on Ukraine. The major trade action responding to the pleas of Ukraine's embattled leader thrusts the U.S. out front as Western nations seek to halt Putin's invasion. Americans will feel the pain, too, at the gas pump, Biden acknowledged, declaring defending freedom is going to cost. And speaking to reporters, the U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he supports policies that allow domestic firms to produce more energy.
Just the fact that it may take a little while to ramp up is no reason to not do it. We need to be ramping up. We need to be ramping up.
The imports have been a glaring omission in the massive sanctions put in place on Russia over the invasion. Energy exports have kept a steady stream of cash flowing to Russia despite otherwise severe restrictions on its financial sector. Biden said the U.S. was acting in close consultation with European allies who are more dependent on Russian energy supplies and who he acknowledged may not be able to join in immediately. The announcement marked the latest Biden attempt at cutting off Russia from much of the global economy and ensuring the Ukraine invasion is a strategic loss of Putin, even if he manages to seize territory. An expert group convened by the World Health Organization said it strongly supports urgent and broad access to coronavirus vaccines, including booster doses. The call caps a reversal from the UN Health Agency's previous insistence that booster doses were not necessary for healthy people and contributed to vaccine inequity. In a statement on Tuesday, the WHO said its expert group concluded that immunization with authorized COVID-19 vaccines provide high levels of protection against severe disease and death amid the global circulation of the hugely contagious Omicron variant. Last year, WHO's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called for a moratorium on booster doses, pleading with rich countries to donate their vaccines instead. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.